And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. And this is also Bartholomew Bean.
Fly, but where it goes, well, no one really knows to say. Yes, time it does fly on the wings of thought and dreams itself away. The earth she turns, the sun arcs in the sky. Moon changes faces every day. Oh, time, what you tell your secrets, one and all, with our lives on your scales to weigh. There are those who say that time it is illusion. You know, sometimes I feel they're right. Don't be caught in its confusion. Your quietest thoughts will see the light. In the sky, the moon changes faces every day. Oh, time, what you tell your secrets, one and all, with all eyes on your scales to weigh. There are those who say that time it is illusion. You know, sometimes I feel it right. Don't be caught in its confusion. Your quietest thoughts will see the light. Oh, time, let us fly on wings of thought, dreaming along its way. Yes, time it does but pause, but to ponder at the stars, just to guide us on our way.
Welcome to the program, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's Open Mic Radio. Friday morning, 9 o'clock, July the 26th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, well, most weeks at least, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, feature live in-studio performances, and a weekly rundown of musical events. My name is Mike Hagan. Glad to be with you this morning. I'm glad you're here with me. Hello to everybody out there listening. Welcome to the show. Looks like it's going to be another nice day today. Really nice this week. Not too hot. More of the same today, it looks like. Maybe a little rain early, but looks like it's going to be a nice day this afternoon. And again, not too hot. Probably the same way for the next few days. It's warm, you know, but not nearly as hot as it gets sometimes here in mid-Missouri at this time of year. So anyway, get out there and enjoy the nice weather. A lot going on in town this weekend. Get out there and have some fun. I've got my friend Bartholomew Bean. He's going to be in the studio with me here in a minute. I just saw him waltz in through the door, so we'll let him get his guitar tuned up. But anyway, we'll have Bean with me in the studio. Bart was on the program back in June of last year. Time flies, man. It's been too long, so I'm happy to have the Bean back with me today. And we'll get with him in just a few. Before we get too busy, big thanks to the guys keeping things going earlier this morning. Dennis does the late night with Cat Jazz Barn. And then Charlie playing some lovely classical selections on Morning Air. Great stuff on KOPN all day Friday and into the night. Keep it dialed in here, 89.5 FM. And we're always streaming live all around this crazy planet at kopn.org. All right, swing on by if you're in the area. The doors are open, 915 East Broadway. Might have a visit from our friend Justin Hickerson. I'm not sure if he'll stop by, but he'll probably get him on the telephone at some point if he doesn't swing by. And that goes for anybody else out there. If you're in the area, come on down. We're up high above the Dalton Building in the second floor, I guess, right there between 9th and 10th on Broadway, 915 East Broadway. And it's your radio station, so come on down and say hello. All right, I was away last week, but my partner, Sarah, sat in and did a great job with a great group of young musicians. They call themselves Sliced Bread. They're from Chillicothe, Missouri, and playing some rock and roll. I was up in Illinois, but I was able to listen to the show over the internet, which is so cool. I love the fact that, you know, the shows are all streaming on the web, and you really can listen to them anywhere, anytime. Not only live, but you can hear them after the fact as well. All right, what else do I want to say? Yeah, so anyway, I was up in Illinois, got to listen to the show, and big thanks to Sarah for doing such a great job when I'm away. She's definitely my go-to. And thanks to the band for the music and the cool conversation that they had with Sarah. We'll get them back on the show sometime soon. I think Sliced Bread is going to have some recorded material soon. So maybe when they've got that in the can, we'll get them back on the program. Anyhow, once again, thanks to Sarah and the guys from Sliced Bread. All right, this morning I've got my friend Bartholomew Bean with me in the studio. We'll have a chat with him, but I'm going to try to get him to play a song first. He's actually in the other room, though, and I think he's still tuning up. So let me play one of his from a recorded piece that I have. And we'll be back in a few minutes with Bartholomew Bean. This is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And once again, this is Bartholomew Bean.
Proud to be a salvage man. I pick up salvage whenever I can. I'm gonna take some salvage to the promised land. I am a salvage man. We don't fake, we don't steal, we just make the best of any deal. We try to keep a rolling on a God's big old wheel. We just try to roll along. We are the salvage from Salvage Church. Are the Salvation Salvage Church. Well, and we live our lives on God's good earth with the Salvation Salvage Church. We grow kids and we grow trees, we grow gardens and we grow bees. We grow all our own food because it's free. We're the Salvation Salvage Church. And we fix cars and we fix shoes. We take old, remake it new. Have a lot of money, but we use our tools. We're the Salvation Salvage Church. Good dirt, we're the Salvation Salvage Church. I'm proud to be a salvage man. I pick up salvage whenever I can. I'm gonna take some salvage to the promised land. I am a salvage man. We don't beg, we don't steal, we just make the best of any deal. We try to keep a rolling on a God's big old wheel. We just try to roll along. We are the Salvation Salvage Church. Our lives on God's green earth with the Salvation Salvage Church. We grow our food from God's good dirt with the Salvation Salvage Church. We raise our kids to stars, clouds, and worth with the Salvation Salvage Church.
All right, there you go. There's another one from Bartholomew Bean. That one's called the Salvation Salvage Church. And you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And yeah, I said early this morning, I do have my friend Bartholomew Bean in the studio with me. And let's not waste any time and say hello to the Bean. Hi, man.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, get close to that microphone, will you?
Okay.
There you go. How are you, man?
Good.
Good. What's going on this morning? I appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, this is fun.
They just rolled out of bed.
Actually, I couldn't see the time on my tablet or whatever I was looking at, and I actually thought it was going on 8:45 or something like that, and so I got up and washed my face and went back and looked at it again, and it said 7. So I was pretty keen on getting down today. I was.
Well, I'm glad you came down. It's been over a year since you were down here playing music. I can't believe it's been that long. I think you've been down. It's crazy. I don't know. Time flies, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I want you to play a song for us before we get too busy chatting. So maybe you'll play one for me and our audience here.
Yeah.
What have you been playing these days? You've got any... Any new material, old material? We really don't talk that much about writing. We'll do that after you play a song for us. But what are you going to play?
It's a song that I have continuously clearing my throat. I put together in the early 2000s. It was basically written out as a poem, and then the music came along one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Fourth Reich Blues. It's it's my happy-go-lucky song about fascism. So
great.
So that's the deal on this one.
All right, Bartholomew Bean, this is the Fourth Reich Blues. You're listening to it here on KOPN Open Mic Radio. Go for it, Bart.
If the world were but a mirage, a land of the deranged, would it but be silly? Would it not be a kick if we found our lives so captured by soulless, heartless pricks? They would take from us our land, they would steal from us our homes, they would drag away our children and not return their bones. Oh, wouldn't it be quite dandy, should we have a quaint parade to march off all the helpless, the Fourth Reich must be paid. So turn in all your weapons, hand over all your wealth, line up for the boxcars, your cards they haven't dealt. They would poison all our water, they would poison all our food. They would purposely wreck the economy, for if you're poor you will be sued. Or you might decide to wake up and ignite your smoldering soul, to burn as a fiery flashpot that illuminates the whole. For many a coward's courage is hidden beneath their fears, if they know they have been lied to, their obedience turns to jeers. And the names of all the guilty will be shouted from laptop to phone. By their lies they will be labeled, by their deeds they will be known. They will take away our land, they will take away our homes, they will drag away our children and not return their bones. They would poison all our water, they would poison all our food. They would purposely wreck the economy, for if you're poor, you will be sued. Or you might decide to wake up and ignite your smoldering soul, to burn as a fiery flashpot that illuminates the whole. For many a coward's courage is hidden beneath their fears, if they know they have been lied to, their obedience turns to jeers. Happy chemtrails to you. I hope one day that we will meet again. Happy chemtrails. I know one day that we shall meet again.
Ah, I love it. Bart, you're a genius. I mean it. That's fantastic. What's the name of that one?
The Fourth Reich Blues.
The Fourth Reich Blues. All right. Well, a little disturbing, but funny nonetheless. Yeah, that's the wonderful Bartholomew Bean in the studio with me this morning. It's about 20 after 9, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio. By the way, on the web at kopn.org. And if you missed any of these previous programs, you can hear them as well. You can go to the web to my website at Mike Hagan, MikeHagan, MikeHagan.com, and click on the thing that says Open Mic Radio, and then you'll have a big list of all kinds of different shows that have been happening for quite some time, and you can pick and choose whichever ones you want to listen to. All right, Bean, once again, thanks. Glad you're here, man.
Me too.
All right, let's talk about songwriting. Are you a prolific songwriter? Do you still write regularly?
I think it's just a process of thinking about stuff kind of lets it. It's been great therapy. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, but is it something
I'm
that
still
you...
needing therapy? Lots and lots of therapy. So yes, man, I'm still writing songs.
Yeah, I understand. Do you do it methodically, like, or do you just do it whenever you choose? In other words, do you have like a particular time of the week or day where you say, okay, now is my songwriting time, or do you just kind of wing it whenever something kind of comes to inspire you?
It's usually music has been the instigator of what I found out when I first started learning how to play the guitar, which was pretty much my first instrument I really attempted to want to play. I just found out that I could write songs and make them up as easy as learning them. And what I found as I got a little bit better and more acquainted with my instrument was I would find very interesting sounds and chord structures, And that would usually be the key. That would be the inspiration. When I find an interesting progression of chords, and I enjoyed it, and it really made me feel good, then I repeated it enough times, it became a part of a song, and then it would, become, I would find more of the music, and then eventually words would come into play and I would understand what the song was about.
I think I probably asked you before, but were you trained on the guitar sort of classically? I mean, did you learn how to play through lessons, or did you teach yourself primarily?
Well, I can always go back. The Beatles opened in my third ear, like they did a lot of other people,
sure.
And I enjoyed music, but I never really connected with it. But when they kind of brought a whole new dynamic onto the scene, I woke up and realized. And then I also realized that I had a really good sense of timing, because I could play drums on my. The high school we went to, we had the old wooden top desk, the antique desk, and I would be smacking away at that. And then I was thinking, well, maybe I really could play my dad's guitar if I tried, you know. Uh-huh. And then it started, so I went around and asked a bunch of people if they could show me how. And nobody, I was kind of like the geek or the weird guy in the school. Like, I didn't, everybody tolerated me, but they didn't know what to think about me. So, nobody really wanted to teach me. It's probably they didn't want to ruin the reputation, you know, or something like that. But there was this guy from Kansas that was going to our high school, and his name was Ron Siegel, and he was an older guy. He was probably in his 20s, he might have been 20, might have been 21 at that time.
All right.
And he just wanted to finish, get his degree and get that. And he had a friend, he met a friend from the little town I'm from, which is Gorin, Missouri, and Alan Swearingen. And so he came and stayed at Gorin and hung out. And he had a little place out of town, and we went out and would play. One of my first social activities was playing poker with my friends out at his place. And he had a guitar, and I tried getting the Mel Bay technique. It was really straightforward, dry, and I couldn't adhere to it.
And what technique was that?
Mel Bay,
is that a particular it's kind of strumming style or something like that?
No,
or?
I think it's just a basic learning program for the instrument. And I did attempt that, but I just couldn't make the connections. So, and I started learning chords, and then I asked Ron Siegel if he would be willing to show me some stuff. He said, sure, come on out. And I went out, and he kind of looked like Buddy Holly, big, tall, lanky guy with glasses. I took my guitar out there, and we sat down and said, if you know some chords, all you have to remember is the three chords make a key. Mm-hmm. And once you understand the key of a song you're playing it in, you can usually build off of three chord changes.
Uh-huh.
And when he told me that, then that just opened the door.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing how many famous and classic songs have only three chords.
It is. That's what I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it could be that simple.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there are lots of different ways to approach those three or any combination of them, but yeah, pretty amazing. There's some very complicated stuff out there, and there's some really simple stuff, you know. All right, piano, same thing on the piano?
Let's see, how did I get involved with piano? It was pretty, it was a total, another puzzle that was, I found. Usually, I think when I did first start playing around with the keyboard, I realized that C was the simple one because it was all the white keys.
Mm.
So a lot of, you know, my first, you know, adventures with songs on the keyboard was always in key of C.
Right.
Yeah. And then since then I've been able to expand, you know, to other levels. And although technically my left brain didn't quite meet up with my right brain in an equal level.
Uh-huh.
So what I found out over a long period of time of trying to understand why I think the way I do is that I'm more right brain dominant, and so that means the creative side is real strong, and so I could connect with things, with music, emotionally, and then learn more about the details later is how I've been able to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love when you play the keyboards. I think that you have a really neat style on the keys.
I've learned a lot, although I don't know technically. You know, when I can't analyze it technically.
Uh huh.
But I have learned that there's places to go, and I understand how they fit together.
Very interesting.
Reverse engineered, I think, is what you call it.
Right. Yeah. Kind of like our Gov does with the alien flying saucers, right?
Very much like that. Yes.
Hey, let's hear another song. Will you play another one for us?
Okay, this is kind of new. I only have a couple verses, but it's timely. It's called "Somewhere in the Hearts and Souls of Americans."
All right. Once again, Bartholomew Bean. You listen to it here on 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and this is Bartholomew Bean.
Such extremes. We must open our eyes to those who betray us. We must spit
into the face of deceit. Stop fighting with our sisters and our brothers into the light of truth we must lead.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
That's relatively new, when you said?
Yeah, it's been this last year, I think. And I only have the two verses, but that's where it's at right now.
All right. I like it. Okay, we talked a little bit about writing songs. Do you have any favorite songwriters that you've been influenced by or that you kind of style yourself after?
Oh, you know, during the 60s, that's kind of where I started, you know, getting my feet wet as far as being inspired, but that was still, it's, you know, Bob Dylan and all the people who were doing folk music, all the great bands that came through the 60s, all of that was really an incredible, inspirational time.
Give us a kind of a peek at some of the bands that you saw back then in the day. Were you really out and about and seeing a lot of the different music?
I didn't. You know, I was from a really little town. I was totally introverted, so it was really hard for me to be very, you know, forward about getting into the mix of it with people, and, mm-hmm. and just socially, I wasn't doing all that great. But I did manage to check out the Beatles at Busch Stadium.
And, you saw the Beatles.
And Zappa was in Kansas City. I went down with some friends down there. So, you know, opportunities came, and, you know, it was really nice to do that. You know, I was trying to think of, I think we saw the Allman Brothers up in Ames one time. And
fantastic.
And, you know, playing with bands and with friends who kind of knew what was going on and would get connected, I was able to do that. So to some of a degree, but not,
sure, yeah,
not like a lot of people have been able to.
Yeah, still great experiences. That's incredible.
Yeah, for sure.
What about these days? Do you have favorite artists or musicians that you're kind of still digging these days?
It's an odd thing. I don't listen very much. When I work, I don't have a radio on. When I drive, I don't have a radio on. And it's like I'm always relying on friends who are inspired to kind of cue me in. And this is the bands that have happened like 15 years ago, you know.
Right.
So I'm catching up with those guys, you know.
You know, it's funny. I find myself more and more listening to local and regional stuff from our gang, and
yeah, exactly.
There's so much great music that's being made right in our circle.
I agree.
That I find myself listening to that half the time, and
that's the music that I hear most of all.
Yeah, very.
There's so
cool.
Many great bands around Columbia. It's just amazing. I think it's, you know, they talk about these epicenters of music and things. I think Columbia is definitely one of those.
I think if it isn't, it's becoming one for sure. I am very, very impressed by the stuff that's coming out of this part of the country for sure. In fact, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening this weekend, okay? And I'm going to go through a little bit of a rundown here. You feel free to chime in if you're familiar with any of these people. The Blue Note tonight has a free show. It's called the Indie Ground Big Free, and this is a hip-hop show primarily. I think you've got the Loop Rat Collective, Bukkati, Van Ghost, local hip-hop young man named Van Gosa. I'd love to get him on the program. He works Friday mornings, though, and it's tough for him to do this time slot, but we'll get him in here eventually. Cool. Damo, Don Juan, Jay Dizzle, TC, White Noise, Mr. Z Confidant, Dramatique, and a few other people tonight at the Blue Note for the Indie Ground Big Free show. Tomorrow night, you've got Y'all Rock, the Camper Showcase, and that'll feature a bunch of local musicians down there. And then that's an afternoon show at the Blue Note, by the way. That's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 is the show. And then tomorrow night at the Note, you've got Bullet the Blue Sky, which is a tribute to you too. All right, tonight at Rose, do you know Bruce Poe?
Bruce
is playing the happy hour tonight out in Rose Park. That'll be real nice. 5 o'clock show. Weather's supposed to be really decent this afternoon. So, anyway, yeah, Bruce Poe tonight. Happy hour at Rose. How do you know Bruce?
Ran into him down here playing music, and then you find out he's from up north, next county over from where I grew up. And he's got a little bar up there in Downing, Missouri, which is only a few miles from the little town I'm from, Gorin.
Is that right?
And it's called the Hammer Mill.
Huh.
And and he plays there, and other people come in and play. So they were having some open stages there for a while. I went there for a few of those.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So Bruce Poe tonight at Rose for the happy hour. He's real talented. Later tonight, Christmas in July, you've got the Flood Brothers, the Blue Stooges, Santa Claus, all the lights and more at Rose tonight. Doors at 5. Of course, the happy hour will be going on at 5, and it looks like there'll be a 7 o'clock show right after that, and that is the Christmas in July show. Once again, Flood Brothers and the Blue Stooges. Okay, tomorrow night at Rose, you've got the Sideshow Carnival. This is the 5th annual, featuring Crazy Boy Coy, McViker, the Trickster, Isaac Knox, Como Acro, Clashing Patterns, Spring Hill Jack, and Lady Killigrew. And then Sunday, there's even a show at Rose called, it's an EP release party for a metal band called Thy Descent. And they'll be playing with Severus and Awaiting the Gallows. All right, let's see. At Berlin, Cafe Berlin tonight. Really cool stuff happening actually at Berlin. Dismal Niche and Eli Kelsler Dismal Niche is presenting the Mizzou International Composers Fest. That will be at Cafe Berlin and also at the Firestone Bears Chapel at Stevens College. Real cool stuff presented by some local folks. And then tomorrow you've got the Cowgirl Geordie album release party at Cafe Berlin. You familiar with that one?
Huh.
Cowgirl Geordie? I can barely say it, but I hope that's a fun one. That sounds kind of cool. I'm curious what that music is like. All right, and then Rocheport General Store tonight. You've got Marcella's Ghost and then the Megan Boyer Band tomorrow, both worth seeing. Cooper's Landing, I think the Daves are playing tonight at Cooper's Landing, even though it's not on the schedule. But happy hour show with the Daves at Cooper's Landing. If someone could call and confirm that for me, I'd appreciate it if one of you guys are listening. I think that's tonight at 5 o'clock, though, at Cooper's. And then there will also be music tomorrow afternoon at Cooper's. Open mic with Holly Perrin. And then the Fried Crawdaddies at 7:30. But I also think that Todd Day Waite is playing a show tomorrow at Cooper's. So, I mean, even though it's not on their schedule, I'm pretty sure about those things. So, anyway, if somebody does know, give me a call and let me know here at the station. You can call in at 573-443-8255. I'm hoping to get a call from Justin anyway here in a few minutes. Hopefully he's listening and can give us a call, or Durnley or someone out there. Speaking of Dave Durnley, I will say one other thing, sort of on a sad note. There was a gentleman who many of our listeners may know whose name was Dino Penny. Don Dino was his nickname, but Donald Dino Penny. He was a remarkable man who'd been around these parts for quite some time, and he passed away on the 17th of July. He was a partner with Dave Durnley for many years with Dave and Dino, and then eventually that morphed into Dave and Dino and the Roadkill Orchestra. And anyway, just a really cool cat and somebody who was really part of our gang for a long time, and we'll miss him. And anyway, here's to Dino. Sorry. Yeah. Maybe Bean, you can play one in honor of the man himself. I know it's sort of putting you on the spot. I really wasn't thinking about it, but I'm going to have you play certainly another song before we go. So whether it's for him or not, the next song that Bean plays, I'm dedicating to Dino Penny and his family and all of his friends, including me. So anyway, let's say real fast at the Station House, we've got the River Ghost Review. Robert Watson will be there tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock, and then Loaded Chamber tomorrow, 6 o'clock till 8. Catfish Katie's and, of course, Cooper's Landing now open, and the river's finally receded a little bit, and we'll have some fun down there by the river. Those happy hour shows down at Cooper's and at Catfish Katie's are great. The sunsets are beautiful, and it's really a nice setting for some music and some friendship. So, anyway, that's about all that's happening around town, and we will now send it back over to our friend Bartholomew Bean, who's going to play another song for us. What do you got, Bean?
Yeah, this is a song that I would like to play for Dino, and it's called Acquaintances, although it goes a little closer to home now. But I haven't done it for a long time, but I'm trying to get into the chords, and let me kind of play with it here. Then.
Go ahead, take your time, and people enjoy. This is Bartholomew Bean. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, and this one's for Dino Penny.
Universe, it guides us without fear to follow all our paths of love away from all our tears. But to me, for that seems so sincere. I have not known you.
for all eternity.
Well, didn't quite pull it together, but I think the basic concept is there.
I think the feeling came through, and I think it's a beautiful song. Thank you, Bart.
Sure.
All right, everybody. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and we've got a phone call here from someone, so let's say hello and welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Dynamite. It's Friday. Mike Hagan, Bartholomew Bean, and Justin Hickerson.
Hey, the Troubadour drummer, the Grassmaster himself, Justin Hickerson, in the house.
Yes.
Hi, Justin. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It is a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful week, and I'm in a good mood.
I can tell you are, and it has been nice, especially for you. You haven't had to deal with the real hot weather. It's been pretty nice this week.
No, it has been terrific. So I'm just doing cartwheels out here. People look at me funny. But
all right.
I'm just calling to confirm with you. The Daves are playing at Cooper's Landing this evening, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. And then,
I guess they must have lost their calendar or their schedule in the flood or something, but I don't know what it says on there. But we are playing there, and then 99% sure, we haven't got a full-fledged confirmation, but next Friday the Ridge Runners should be playing at Cooper's Landing as well.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, in fact, I just got a note from Durnley, and he says, yeah, you guys are playing 5:30 to 7:30 at Cooper's, and then Todd tomorrow at 5. Todd Day Wait tomorrow at 5, so that'll be great. Hey, don't the Ridge Runners have a show tonight or tomorrow in St. Louis?
Tomorrow in St. Louis, we're playing at Foam, so if any of our listeners out in St. Louis are looking for a really horrible time,
what's
come
Foam?
On out to Foam.
What is it?
Foam, I've been there twice, and it's a venue there in St. Louis, but it's definitely more on the like kind of DIY side of things.
Huh.
Like
right,
they've
cool.
got a, as far as I can tell, I mean, it's a bar, and they've got a little bar and an area for people to play music, but there's also a lot of locally produced literature and zines and feminist and fight the, you know,
yeah, all right,
fight the power type of literature and signage around the place. So it's very welcoming to us peasants.
Okay, cool. Hey, I want to also mention that I'm really excited that the new Paul Weber and the Scrappers record is getting close to coming out, and I'm pretty sure that you guys are going to be here on the radio with me on the 16th of August with hopefully the whole band.
Correct. That's 3 weeks from today. And so, yeah, we'll be on the radio with you on the 16th. The album will be released also at Cooper's Landing on the 18th, 2 days after that, that Sunday evening at Cooper's Landing with Willie T. Taylor.
Holy smokes. All right, put that one on your calendar, people. That's going to be incredible. Paul Weber and the Scrappers along with Willie T. at Cooper's Landing that Sunday, the 18th of August. And you got a few weeks to plan for that one, but I would really suggest if you're looking for something good, that one's definitely one to put on your calendar. Right on, Justin.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. And then the out there in Loop is the day before that. You were just talking about Dino. The day after we're on the radio, the day before the album cuts, we'll be paying our respects to Dino Penny down there in his kingdom of Lupus.
Yeah, and I'm sure you won't be alone. There's going to be a whole lot of folks down there. So
I anticipate so. But anywho,
all right,
I'll get back to doing my thing so I can get to Cooper's in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And will I see you down there tonight?
I'm going to do my best to come down there and see you. It's an early show, so that's more in my wheelhouse. So there's a good chance I'll see you down there.
Sweet. Well, right on, Mike Hagan. Hey, Bart.
Hey.
All right. Well, y'all take it easy. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, later.
All right, see you. All right, once again, Justin Hickerson. wonderful drummer and also a great singer-songwriter. Justin was on the program a few weeks ago and played some great songs for us. And he plays the drums, though, tonight for the Daves. And he also plays the drums for the Ridge Runners. And he also plays the drums for Paul Weber and the Scrappers. And once again, you can catch them on this program on the 16th of August. Really excited to have them here. And that's going to be a great show with Willie T. Taylor on the 18th of August down there at Cooper's Landing. All right, Bean, we've got a couple more minutes. Not a whole lot of time. You want to play a quick one?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more with Bartholomew Bean, and then I'll say goodbye to you all, and then we'll play another one that I've got recorded from a year ago when Bean was in the studio with me. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we're going to get right to it here. All right, once again, this is Bartholomew Bean, and you're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. And appreciate the call there from Justin. Once again, you can check him out with the Daves tonight at Cooper's Landing. All right, Bean, what do you got?
This is called The Girl in the Lime Green Pickup, and it was an experience I had on Paris Road one morning about a couple of 3 years ago, so okay. I wrote it down, so here it goes.
Cool.
Sun was strong as it cast upon the roadway. The moment was truly set for something debonair. At a distant glance, my attention shifted sideways to a lime green pickup and a woman with a flip in her hair. Oh, how elegant! The windshield framed her face. How so regal was her poise as she drove her lime green pickup. The tips of her fingers and the twinkle of her toes. Short and sideways glance, curious second when our lives did dance, merits the instant to take a chance. Or the blur of a short road. And now my life from that second has been touched by a happenstance, if one would consider it as such. When a lime green pickup and a beautiful face did cast a spell in a moment of grace. Oh, how elegant the windshield framed her face. How so regal was her poise as she drove her lime green pickup with the tips of her fingers. Line.
and the twinkle of her toes.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. The Girl in the Lime Green Pickup. All right. Fantastic. Bartholomew Bean, you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. What a treat. Thank you, my friend.
A treat as well for me. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thanks again for coming down. We're going to get ready to change gears here and get Diana Moxon in here for Speaking of the Arts. Stick around, folks on the radio there. Keep your dial tuned in to 89.5 FM. Speaking of the Arts with Diana Moxon coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks again to my buddy Bartholomew Bean for coming down today. And we had a call from Justin. And once again, here's to Dino. And thanks to everybody for listening. Come on back next week. I'm not sure who's going to be here on the program. We've got the Sweaters will be with us on the 9th. And Samantha Ferkey sometime soon. Mike Marshall sometime soon. Johnny O. We'll get John Randall back here. He and the Hootenhollers are back in town. So we'll drag Johnny in here one of these weeks. Paul Weber and the Scrappers on the 16th, Austin Jones on the 30th. Like to get Van Ghost here, Steph Foley, John Thomas, Tom Andes, Dylan Walsh. Anyway, lots of people coming up. Running out of time, though. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio. Take care of yourselves. Hope things are going great, and you enjoy the weekend. Cheers. Once again, stick around for Diana. And Speaking of the Arts, and this is one from Bartholomew Bean that was recorded about a year ago. It's called The Land of the Giant Midgets. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Dreaming I was in the land of the giant midgets, where one could live so brave and free, and prove to all the world, yes, and all those boys and girls, yes, that a giant midget was the only way to be. They always fought so hard for flag and country, their holy place of God they would protect. So they bombed and burned and killed, yes, till the enemy had their fill, yes, just to show giant midgets only wanted to be their friends. Well, I dreamed I was in the land of the giant midgets, where the government did play a funny joke. They told all the people there, yes, that what they do was fair, yes, and they let the wealthy steal from the common folk. If you ever feel your dream of giant midgets, like think you'll find they're easy to see. They appear so grand and tall, yes, because they own and control it all, yes. But inside where it matters, they seem so very small. Well, I wish I did not dream of giant midgets. My head it aches, I lose my appetite. Most of the people on the street, yes, think that they are so neat, yes. Sometimes I fear
our friends are short of sight. Well, the giant midgets, the giant midgets aren't very loose, but they sure are rigid. The giant midgets aren't very warm, but they sure are frigid. Giant midgets, the giant midgets count all the money in 12 tricky digits. The giant midgets, the giant midgets destroy the earth, never do fix it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, the giant midgets, the giant midgets aren't very loose, but they sure are rigid. The giant midgets, the giant midgets.